Remember when you used to be able to tell who the bad girls were by what they wore? When people touched or kissed on television was a big deal? When words really said something and people actually had an imagination? We'll get over it. Those days are gone with a big wheel, the record player, and cheap gas. We are living in the day of the microwave and the thong. I was looking at one of those new teen television shows with a friend and his kids. When I asked what the show was about and what was going on, I was told, there's a teen that's gay. He has a friend who caught a venereal disease by having oral sex with a guy. Now, there's another guy that's involved in a multicultural relationship with the only black girl on the show, and, of course, she just got pregnant. Another female character ends her lesbian relationship with another teen to go back to her ex-boyfriend, who was kicked out of school for trying to burn it down. Did I mention that this was a show targeted at teens? Does it bother anyone else that something that was created to bring us together, to entertain and educate us, has turned into another method to make us mindless? It's also continuing to perpetuate the stereotypes that we have been trying to eradicate for years. Why is it that when we do have a multicultural relationship featured on television, the focus is on sex and not highlighting the similarities in the relationship? Do you realize that there are some rules and regulations against when acts of love and partial nudity can and cannot be shown on television? Yet no such regulations on when and how much violence can be shown. In other words, it's better to kill than kiss, better to torment than touch, and better to shoot than seduce. Well, it's easy for some of us to just say no to television. However, there are many households that have one in every room, whether parents are working or away for 12-plus hours a day, and their children are being brought up on MTV, the OC, and BET. It's gotten so out of hand that the shock value has moved up a notch. Anyone ever catch Oz? There was no Yellow Brick Road in that series. So with all things being what they are, is it harder for you to get turned on or to turn on your special someone? Does a simple kiss on the back of the neck still get you going? Or do you have to get going to the local sex shop to buy some device that comes with instructions and runs on batteries? Hey, this is Leticia, and there are some things that a girl just wants to know.